This is Reuven Levy. We are learning the book Gan HaShalom, the Garden of Peace. We are in chapter 3, 4. We are in the chapter that deals with putting your wife in first place. We've spoken a lot about this, Baruch Hashem, and there's still more to speak about. We're not done. One, page 71. Even when a husband knows that he needs to put his wife in first place, his heart can fool him, can persuade him to go against this and not to put his wife in first place. And it says to him, right, the heart says to the brain, or the brain says to the heart, whichever you want to look at it. V'omer lo shezeh lo nachon b'mikre kazeh, that this is not correct in this situation. In my situation, this doesn't apply. Kan tzrichim la'amid ota al mekamah. Here, I need to put my wife in her place. She's not acting appropriately. I need to tell her. On this situation, I agree with you on the other situation, but this, there's good reason to put my wife back in her place. Here I need to educate her. She's not aware of what she needs to be doing. She's under the mistaken impression that what she's doing is actually okay, and it's not okay. And I need to tell her, I need to show her. It's education, simple. Over here she needs to take a bit more responsibility for the sake of the house, for the sake of the family, for the sake of the kids, for the sake of our marriage. She needs to take some more responsibility in this area. And over here, my heart, my left side of my heart, my Yetzirah, is going to tell me that over here I don't have to worry about this rule of putting my wife in first place, because there's something more important here. Ulaman ha'emet kol ha'tanot ha'tzodkot halalu hen, and in truth all of these claims, these justifications, hen tachbulot shel ha'yetzahara, they're really just the machinations of the yetzahara, they're the tricks of the yetzahara, v'hen novot mitoch anochiyot, and they actually come from a place of anochiut, ego. They come from a place of ego. Ukfira shokochi ve'otzem yadi, and the lie of the strength and power of my own right hand. What is he saying? Two different things here. First, they come from the place of ego. That's my arrogance. I think it should be done my way. I think I know what I'm talking about. I'm not getting what I want, right? From a place of my ego, from my ga'ava. That's the reason why I need to mahanech my wife and tell her that she needs to do the dishes and not leave them in the sink, is my ego. I don't want to live in a house where it's dirty. Someone might come around and see them, right? I've always imagined in my own mind that my wife will always do the dishes. Whatever. It comes from my ego. Secondly, kafira shel kochi v'otzem yadi. What's that mean? So Rav explains now. Sha'adam eino mevatel l'hashkacha pratit shel Hashem manhigoto. That instead of understanding that this is from Hashem, that I decide that I'm going to fix it. The lie of kochi v'otzem yadi. I'm going to fix this situation, and I'm not going to see that it's Hashem causing it. The reason why my wife is leaving the dishes in the sink, it's not so that I can come along and tell her my wisdom that actually it's much better if you wash them up and they won't stink. Even though I'm right and it's very good education, it's good information, blah, blah, but I'm missing out on Hashem. Hashem is actually coming to teach me something, and Kochi Bar Tem Yadi, don't worry, I'll fix it. You just need to do this. I fixed the problem, Kochi Bar Tem Yadi. I've missed out on the fact that Hashem is trying to teach me something deeper. that he now can't teach me if I fix the problem. Because that wasn't the real problem, that was just the covering in order to bring me to what he wanted to teach me. But now I've fixed that, so now I'm going to miss out on what was really going on. And he doesn't realize, he doesn't believe that when his wife asks him to do something or she prevents him from doing something, prevents him from doing it, stops him, bothers him, etc. It's Hashem who is doing it. Hashem is the one stopping me from doing what I want. Stopping the house from being the way I want it to be. I want my wife to make me chocolate cake every Friday afternoon for Shabbos. She knows I love chocolate cake. I've asked her several times. She's still not doing it. Why is she not doing it? So I can take two courses. I can either use Kochibat Semyadi and say, look, I really would like you to do this. So fine, she'll do it. Kochibat Semyadi. Or I can turn it to Hashem and say, Hashem, why is she not making me chocolate cake? V'hu tzarich libatel v'hanchagah shel habore. And I need to cancel myself to the hanhagah of Hashem, to the supervision, the hashkacha of Hashem. U'litgaber al hamaniyah v'hayikuv ach barak ayyidei tefillah. And to overcome this difficulty or this thing that's this problem in the house only through tefillah and teshuva, through tefillah and teshuva, ubli shum kochivat semyadi, and without any kochivat semyadi, I'm not going to try and fix this problem at all by the power and might of my own hand. Not going to do that, Hashem. You're going to fix it for me, and it's going to be fixed by my own tefillah and teshuva. Hashem, what have I done that this is happening in my house? That I'm not happy with this situation. What have I done? What do I need to do to Shubra on? And I'm going to ask and ask and ask until Hashem opens my eyes and shows me what I need to do to Shubra on. And then I'm going to do to Shubra, and then I'm going to walk back into the house, and it's going to disappear like the clouds from the morning sky. It's going to just go, and I'm not going to say anything. It's just going to go. And then I went on both counts. The problem gets fixed. And I got the message that Hashem was wanting to tell me. And I did my teshuva, and I fixed it, and I rectified, and I cleaned up my slate, and I cleaned my act. And Baruch Hashem, very thankful to Hashem that he showed me what the problem was, and that he got me to that situation. And the more difficult the situation, or the more stubborn I am in not addressing the thing that Hashem wants to show me, the more difficult the problem's going to be. So if it's just a small issue, that, you know what, I'd like it if when you make a cup of tea, you'd also make me one. Sometimes you make a cup of tea and you just make it for yourself, and I'm sitting there thinking, well, you could have made me one. So that's a situation where I could use Kochibat Semyadi and say, look, my beautiful darling wife, next time when you make a cup of tea, if you want to make me one, that would be really great, thank you very much. Right? That's Kochibat Semyadi to fix a problem. But it's not a big problem. So actually, there's some small issue here. I just need to pray, Hashem, what's the tea thing about? Why is she not making me tea? Right? Half an hour of tefillah, half an hour of hibbodudut, Hashem says, you're right, I never do it for her. You're right, I never do it for her. I didn't catch on. You're right. So now I know, you're right. Every time I make that, I should make for her too. You're right. Thank you. Now I'm really pleased that he's shown me that. It was just not on my radar at all. I just missed it completely. So now I fixed it. It wasn't a big issue. But if there's a big issue with my wife, I can't believe my wife goes to with her friend, she's on the phone an hour, 2 hours a night with her friend from America, wasting our phone bill. I've told her about it. It's 2 hours. I never get to see her. She's right. And it's a huge, and it's a big problem. We're fighting about it all the time. So what's underneath that? A big problem. A big problem that I've not dealt with. Because it's a big problem that Hashem needs the strength of that power of the problem in order for me to fix myself. Because what he's going to show me when I do that teshuva and tefillah is that actually it's a really big thing that I haven't been dealing with. I'm not going to deal with that for the price of a cup of tea. But I will deal with that for the price of a 2-hour phone call every night that's really upsetting me. Now I'm going to deal with it because there's a big weight on the other end. There's a big thing that I'm fighting against. Fine. If it's causing so much of the problem, all right, let's deal with it. But it's not a small thing. It's not a small matter. Right? So I'm going to have to spend a lot more time in tefillah and teshuvah as well until I accept it. Because Hashem's not going to be able to show it to me. Because even if I do tefillah and teshuvah on it, and I go to my Hezbollah and say, Hashem, what is going on? My wife, 2 hours every night with her friends. And it doesn't matter what I say, she ignores it. She's just there. And Hashem says, you know what? You still haven't done teshuvah on this really big thing in your past. Where you stole money from people when you were whatever. I'm not going to hear it. I'm going to, yeah, well, it's not that. What else is that? Come on, tell me something else. I'm not dealing with that. It can't be that. And my mind's going to just flick past it. And I'm going to have to come back and come back and come back. And actually, until I'm ready to accept it, you know what? You're right. I took money from people when I was from in the States, and their name was the same name as the wife of my wife. It's all going to fit together, right? And the amount she's spending on the phone bill is the amount that I stole, and I really have to now pay it back and do shufa. Right, it's going to be something big. And it might be a physical thing, or it could be a personal thing that I haven't really dealt with, my internet addiction, or I haven't really dealt with my, whatever it is. But it's a bigger issue. The issue is according to whatever the problem is. But either way, it's still the answer. The answer is always tefillah and teshuvah. Tefillah until I get to the problem about what I need to do teshuvah on. Because there's no suffering without avon. Why am I suffering? Why am I suffering from the wife, from the fact my wife doesn't make me a cup of tea? It's not a lot of suffering, but it's suffering. She's not making me tea, and I feel bad. Right? And I'm suffering for not having the tea. No teshuvah without avon. What's the avon? I'm not making her tea. I'm not treating her with chesed. I'm not doing kindnesses to her. That's my sin. So it's equal. So in that nice, easy example. But also the other thing is going to be equal. When I get the pieces together and I do my prayers, and why is it that this thing is that my wife does is annoying me so much? So then Hashem's going to give me the answer. He's going to give me the answer. When I've got the strength to hear it. Lachen muvan shetzarech kol ba'al lahabot tefillah. Therefore, we can see. We can understand that it's necessary that a husband does a lot of prayer. Ulevakesh miborei olam, and he asks from Hashem, sheiten lo et hasechel hazeh b'matana gemura, asks Hashem to give him the wisdom as a complete free gift. Shiyam ufnam etzlo hadavar b'shlemut. That he'll understand completely. That he'll acquire this completely. Hen mitzad ha'emunah. What will he acquire completely? He'll acquire completely putting his wife first place. Right? The problems that my wife is suffering is because I'm not putting her in first place. So I need to pray a lot that I put her in first place. Because as we've seen, the Yates is going to fool me. And he's going to give me occasions where I'm going to think that I don't have to put her in first place. So I need to pray a lot for this, to acquire this midah of putting my wife in first place as a gift. It's not something that I can simply learn out. I read it in a book, it's logical, it makes sense to me. Tov, let's do it. It's not going to happen. It's nice. It's a good start, Baruch Hashem, we should all take that approach. But it's not going to be enough. It's not going to be enough just to accept the idea as a good concept, and I'm going to work on it, and I'm going to do that. No. Because my Yetzer Hara is going to fool me. And unless I pray to Hashem, my Yetzirah is gonna win, right? We know from our teachings that a person can't overcome their Yetzirah without Hashem. Hashem is the one that overcomes the Yetzirah, not me. I need to pray to Hashem to overcome the Yetzirah that is going to fool me into not putting my wife in first place, in whatever area it is. And that part is only going to come through prayer. I may be able to do a lot of the job just by my goodwill and desire to put my wife in first place. I really want to do that. Yes, it's a good thing. That's going to get me a good chunk of the way. But it's not going to get me the complete solution. Only prayer is going to get me that. So from both sides, I need to pray from it from both sides. Firstly, from the side of Emunah, Hashem, please give me Emunah that I understand that in every situation, please give me the Emunah to understand that this is just from you, Hashem. That you don't want me to tell my wife. You don't want me to put something else ahead of her. You don't want me to be fooled by my Yetzirah. I need to have the Emunah that in this situation, I still need to put my wife first. So I need to pray for Emunah that I trust you, Hashem. That you don't want me to do kochivot in yadi and take it into my own hands right now. It takes a lot of Emunah. I see my wife doing something wrong and I need to not say anything and just trust that Hashem doesn't want me to say anything right now. That takes a lot of Emunah. So I need to pray for a lot of Emunah that I can see stuff going on in front of my eyes that it's not right and I can still say nothing. Right? That takes Emunah. So I need on two sides. One side to pray for Emunah and the other side is to pray for my wife. That I understand that what she needs from me is that she's in first place. I understand what, help me Hashem to understand my wife, to see my wife and not to just to see me. Not to see my own will, my selfish will, is that let's fix this problem. Help me to understand my wife and the need, her need that I always put her in first place. Help me to understand that that's far more important than whatever issue is going on right now. And the most important thing for her is that she feels that I always put her in first place. Help me always see that and not forget it. Should always be with me, be at the forefront of my mind that Hashem, that my wife needs me right now and always. My wife needs me to always put her in first place. And there's no occasion where that doesn't apply. She doesn't need me right now. No, she still needs me. Even now, she needs me. Even on those occasions where my wife is telling me, no, tell me truthfully, tell me. You don't like the soup, right? Tell me truthfully. Right? I can take it. No, I need to understand. I need to know. No, it's wonderful. You're much better, right? Tell me that the food you had, we just went out for Shabbos. That was good, wasn't it? That's much better than my challah. Nachon? And you want to say yes, because then maybe she'll make the challah like that. Because that was much better challah. Right? And everybody will be more happy. She'll be more happy. I'll be more happy. The kids, right? We'll all be more happy. No, I can't. Give me it, right? Because if I put someone else's challah above her, oy vavoy, even if it's true 100%. Yeah, just go ask her. What do I want to say? Maybe just want to ask her how she does it. Maybe it will be helpful for you. No. I need such a Emunah to see, number one, this is just a test from Hashem. And I say nothing. And number two, to understand in truth that if I do fail, I'm going to kill my wife. Even though she's asking me. She's saying, no, tell me, it's fine. You like that challah better? No, I didn't. Because my wife needs to know that I put her above everyone, even her challah that tastes disgusting. I love your challah. Doesn't matter, it's not the same challah, but I love your challah. And I don't. I'm allowed to lie for the shalabait. Right?
I have always on Shabbat make a shiur, a friend of mine. So after when I come home, so we talk about the cake. I said, for my friend, his wife, I say the name. I say, his wife made a good cake.
Uh-huh.
Because I make always the cake. Yeah? And
Oh, okay. Oh, so just do all the cake. Okay, so you're okay, because you make the cake.
I how did you make all the time?
Right.
I say the name.
Right.
And she said the name. Oh, you say the name.
Right, she felt the competition.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna come on to her.
You say the name from the name.
Yeah, you don't need to mention any other woman's name in this house.
Okay.
Yes,
no.
Rabbi David.
Say nothing.
You're stretching or you want to say something?
I want to say something.
Go on.
I thought of it, so why not?
Please.
If your wife makes you challah, and you love your wife, and the challah is an extension of something that she's giving to you, then you love the challah, whether it tastes good or whether it doesn't taste good.
Nahon, 100%.
So there's no lie in saying that you love it.
Ah. Nahon, you do love it. Nahon, you do love it. You know, I prefer the other one, but I don't need to say that half the sentence. I just say the sentence, I love this.
You could say I love this challah without saying I love the taste of this challah, which, by the way, you can love too, even if it's horrible, if the feelings for your wife overcome your taste buds. Taste buds are just physical. And overcome that, and love the challah based on...
Like the manna, you can taste in it, whatever you want to taste in it.
Maybe this is a strange example to give. Very strange example, but I don't want to give it very. But let's say you come home after your baby is born, and your baby makes the most disgusting diaper that you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, that happens, yeah.
And the smell is somewhat overpowering.
That happens, yeah.
And yet, strangely enough, when you smell that smell a different time, you may actually associate some love with that smell.
Uh-huh, okay.
Because you associate it with your baby and the feelings that you had with your baby after it came home from the hospital.
That's fine. Right.
I have that, not with my baby because I don't have one, but
yep.
I happen to love the smell of skunk.
Skunk?
Skunk. Not skunk like that skunk. Not the... I mean, like the animal skunk.
Oh, never had the opportunity
to... Never had the pleasure of being sprayed.
Has anyone here had the honor of smelling skunk? I love the smell.
It's meant to be nasty, right? Yeah. It's meant to be nasty.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's the most horrible smell that any animal is able to produce.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
It is.
Maybe there are
it is. The skunk. And
okay. But it gives you good association.
It brings back all the memories I have of upstate New York in the summer. All I think about is upstate and my childhood and wonderful folks.
Right.
And even though it's a terrible smell, I love it. Like
the
horrible
smell
in
the
Keturah. Well, I don't
want to
wear that smell because I don't think too many other people have that skunk.
It's
a
new business opportunity, skunk perfume.
But if one woman smells that smell on me and says, wow, this reminds me of my beautiful childhood, I'd be like, hey, darling, I'm all yours.
There we go. Your Zivug from Shemayim. So if we now know what to pray on. Okay, so, yes.
That's also like you tell your wife how foolish the challah was. She said, I don't care what you say. I like that challah better.
Nahon. So you do the right thing and Hashem does the right thing. You say, no, I love your challah. And she says, you know what? I agree with you, but anyway, let me just check with her anyway. All right? Or Hashem puts it into a top. You don't have to worry. We just have to do the right thing, which is not always easy. My
wife will. When I invite to leave, I say nothing to the person. So all the food is delicious, but I say nothing. Because you can, your wife can, you say, oh, the bread is very great or the food. So maybe your wife seems negative. Understand?
Yeah, not to praise someone else in front of your wife. Yeah. You don't praise someone else's cooking in front of your wife. It's like she takes a person. Nahon. But if she's not around, then it's very nice to praise the food.
About praising someone else's wife's cooking in front of the husband. Not in front of the husband, not in front of the husband. Let's say you're a guest there. She makes something very delicious. You say, wow, this is excellent.
I think so.
Also, never.
If it can be done in a passive way, not like your wife makes great. I mean, if you can keep it neutral, yeah.
Also, never, ever, ever tell your wife that she burnt anything.
Right, never tell your wife that she burnt anything. I think that's yes, I think we're clear. That's probably a good idea.
And when she complains that she burnt something, find a way to make her feel good about it.
Uh-huh.
Say, so what? You know? It's a little one, it's fine. No. Oh, is that fine? It's good. Good. What are you complaining about?
I'll leave it. Carmenola.
Yeah.
Stop talking. It's a cup of rice, a carbonara.
It's charcoal. Delicious.
It's good for the stomach. Charcoal's good for the stomach.
It is, actually.
We learned. We have to be careful. We have to be careful. Even right. So Rav Arush here at this point gives us some useful instruction. He's told us up till now that we can't do this by ourselves. Right? We need prayer. A person can't overcome their Yetzirah. Even if you have goodwill and you want to put your wife first, the Yetzirah is going to come along and try to ruin it. That's his job. Why? Because he's there to test us to see how truthful we are. I really want to tell you that. No, I don't want it. It's like Abdul was saying, are we a liar or not? He's going to push us, test us, right, until we get it right. So, because we need a lot of prayer, Rav Arush at this point gives us a paragraph of prayer, an example of what we can say to Hashem. Ribono shel olam, Master of the world, Rachem na al ishti, v'al yiladi v'alai, have mercy on my wife, on my children, and on me. V'alkol hatalim banu, on everyone that is dependent upon us. Titen li ladat yediyah b'lev shalem, help me know with a true heart. Shekola osher v'atzlacha shalanu, that all the happiness and success of our success, talurim v'osher shalishti, they all depend on the happiness of my wife. Shekol osher shalishti talui v'omed al mashehi margisha, and all the happiness of my wife depends and stands on what she feels. Shehi hachish chashuvazli, that she feels that she is the most important thing by me, that I put her as number one. Ribono shel olam, Hashem, terachem alai, have mercy on me. V'titen b'libi, put in my heart, ahava gadola lishti, put into my heart great love for my wife. That my love for her will be more than anything else in the world. Have mercy on me, shalev sheli loy fatelti. Have mercy on me that my heart will not mislead me. B'shum zman, b'shum inyan, b'shum afen. At no time and in no matter and at no place. Lidchot et ishti, to push away my wife. Or to put anything in front of her. Help me stand in the tests and the tests that I'm going to have in this thing. That I will always put my wife before anything else. I'll push everything else away. And I'll cancel myself to everything for the sake of my wife. Zakeni ladad shezewat shoncha. May I merit to know that this is your will. Shekach ityaches lishti. That this is the way I should relate to my wife. Kikach gazra chokmatcha. Because this is what your wisdom decreed, Hashem. That all the life of my wife depends on this thing. That she feels that she comes before anything. In the first place for me. That she is the most important thing for me. Through this wisdom, everyone should add their own prayers. According to what he's learned in the book. And according to the tests that he faces. Because these tests are going to change. From person to person. And in that person, from time to time. Right? There is no one prayer that Rav Arish can write here that's going to fit everyone's situation. And even if he finds a prayer to fit your situation, fits your situation today, but it might not fit your situation tomorrow, the test that I will face in putting my wife first are going to change. And I'm always going to be attacked by the Yetzer Hara if I'm not on the lookout. If I'm not on the lookout from the point of view of my own goodwill, that actually I want to put her in first place, and from the point of view of my prayers. Right? Then Hashem, help me to do this. Right? In truth, we need to pray on everything. We can't every day. So what you want me to do? You want me to put into my prayer every single day a prayer that I put my wife in the first place? Might not be realistic to say every single prayer that I do every single day to Hashem, every hitbod has to have this prayer in it. But I should know that if this is an issue, this is a problem, and for sure, right now is a time, might be a week, a month, a year, however long it takes, until this area is fixed. This area needs working on. So this area needs prayers. This area for sure needs prayers. And when I see that in the future there are issues where this is a problem again, so that's why I'll need to come back and do these prayers. It's rather Hashem. Hashem should merit us that we find the words to pray for what we need always. Amen.